Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Huey Kritz. Batting second. The left fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting third. The center fielder, Chick Foles. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Vergess. Batting eighth. The catcher, Shanti Hagen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Hubbell. Pitching for the New York Giants, Carl Hubbell. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gerges. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Danny Taylor. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Teachout. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bud Teachout. And now, play ball. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Foles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foles hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is called out on strikes. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is called out on strikes. Two outs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a fly ball into center field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott takes first base on ball four. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Vergess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vergess hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby takes first base on ball four. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hubbell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Teachout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teachout hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grimm moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Verges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grimm moves to third. Teachout moves to second. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen hits a fly ball into center field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell hits a fly ball into center field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0 for 1 in the game. Kritz takes first base on ball 4. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kyler. Allen reaches second base with a double. Kritz moves to third. Chick Fulas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulas is 0 for 1 in the game. Fulas hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hornsby hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terry moves to second. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Terry moves to third. Ott moves to second. Johnny Verges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verges is 0 for 1 in the game. Verges hits a fly ball into center field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hagen hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Taylor. Hagen reaches second base with a double. Terry scores. Ott scores. Jackson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Giants. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hornsby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kritz hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Taylor strikes out. 1 out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grimm for the out. 2 outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Allen reaches second base with a double. Chick Fulas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulas is 0 for 2 in the game. Fulas hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and has Allen trapped. There's the throw to Hornsby and over to Georges, who tags Allen for the out. Fulas moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Georges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ott hits a line drive into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bud Teachout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teachout is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Teachout hits a line drive towards short. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Georges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Georges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Georges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Georges. The throw from Hagen and he is out, Jackson applying the tag. 2 outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 2 in the game. English is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kyler who is chasing the ball. Jackson reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Verghese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verghese is 0 for 2 in the game. Verghese hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Georges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hagen is walked intentionally. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbell bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Jackson scores. Hagen moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-2, Giants. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kritz hits a line drive towards short. English catches it and steps on second to double up Hagen. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz scoops it up and throws to first, with Hubbell covering, for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kritz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Chick Fulas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulas is 0 for 3 in the game. Fulas hits a fly ball into center field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a fly ball into center field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ott hits a fly ball into center field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartnett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley pinch hits for Bud Teach out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson misplays the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Taylor scores. Hemsley moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Giants. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 3 in the game. English hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hemsley scores. Gerges moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Giants, 4, Cubs, 4. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Jackson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Beached now pitching. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Jackson takes first base on ball four. Johnny Vergez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vergez is 0 for 3 in the game. Vergez is hit by the pitch. Jackson moves to second. Jackie May now pitching. Doc Marshall pinch hits for Shanti Hagen. Doc Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall bunts towards the mound. May fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to third. Vergez moves to second. One out. Bob O'Farrell pinch hits for Carl Hubbell. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell takes first base on ball four. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kritz hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Jurgis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jurgis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell now catching. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hornsby hits a fly ball into center field. Fulas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry fields the ball and throws to Hebbing covering. Safe. Taylor moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Chick Fulas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulas is 0 for 4 in the game. Fulas takes first base on ball 4. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Terry bunts towards the mound. May fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry moves to second. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Terry moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Vergez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ott. The throw from Hartnett and he is safe. Ott steals second. Johnny Vergez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vergez is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Vergez hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jackie May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allen. May reaches second base with a double. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Gerges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to third. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. English hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May scores. Gerges moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and New York Giants, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.